Coaching as Benevolence, a podcast for people who are curious about using coaching for self-development. I'm Erin with Roots and Wings Grief and Loss Coaching.
And I'm LaShawn with Michelle Sage Place Positive Intelligence Coaching. Today, we are going to look at finding inspiration. Where does it come from? And how do we find inspiration? So Erin, what comes up for you when you hear that question? Where do we find inspiration?
I like that question. And I think it challenges me in a lot of ways because it shifts for me sometimes, whether that's throughout the week or within the day. But one thing, as you are talking, that it kind of reminded me of what we talked about in our gratitude and appreciation episode, how this is kind of a building block from there. Maybe finding inspiration is part of maybe that triad of gratitude, appreciation, inspiration. So I know there's more there that could be explored. So maybe that's a question I can pump back to you in terms of, is there a relationship to those three? And maybe how do appreciation and gratitude inform inspiration?
I was thinking about that too when you were talking about gratitude, appreciation, inspiration. When we take the time to appreciate whatever is around us or appreciate life or appreciate nature, it's a very receptive mode to be in. When we appreciate, we are open more, I think, to things that could come up in our thoughts or just what we see. And I think that's a way to become inspired. I think that is where inspiration can come from, is from appreciation. If you think about art, if you think about music, if you think about performing art, a lot of it has to do with listening and being receptive to the human condition or being receptive to something that others may not take the time to see or focus on. And so we capture the beauty, the synchronicities, or the magic of life when we are open to receiving the essence of existence or the essence of nature when we're in nature. So I do think that that is a place where we can find inspiration. Another thing that comes to mind when I think of sources of inspiration would be just having a conversation with someone or reading. I think I get a lot of inspiration from reading. It opens my mind to different perspectives and it opens my mind to different ways of being, which then cause me to maybe look at my life or think about, hey, what do I think of this? Or what do I want in my life? Or how do I want to show up in my life? I'm reading this inspirational story about this individual and their journey. What about my journey? How do I want to show up? What am I learning? And so I think there's a lot of inspiration that comes from reading. What do you think, Erin?
Yes, definitely reading and music and the arts and conversation that you mentioned, I think is so important and impactful when it comes to helping one maybe feel a bit more inspired or become more inspired. And just having this conversation is a little bit like, not exactly, but a little bit like a coaching conversation where we're coming into this space, you and I together for the first time, really on a topic that we haven't fully explored outside of this conversation. And we're kind of in the forest of it right now. It's through our collaborative conversation that we are making meaning, that we are likely increasing our inspiration toward whatever that may be and more. And so I think that this is a little bit of an experiment in some ways in the way that we have framed this week's podcast episode to sit in that level or that feeling of being in that forest in the unknown. Because at that point, sitting with the unknown, that's when I think things start to open up for more exploration, to more inspiration. And I think with the inspiration piece, it can be easy to not sit with the unknown because it's uncomfortable. It's hard to do in a very busy day. we don't have a lot of time to contemplate in that way or even just be. Inspiration can happen in those moments where you can find that time, where you can find that time to sit with the unknown that still is possible in the cadence of a busy day. It's inspiration is such so much on a scale. It's not like I'm going to feel this level of inspiration every day, all day, or even when it comes to different topics, I might be more inspired to explore one thing than the other. Sometimes it may be hard in our life, in our routine, when we are having to deal with problems or technicalities that we are not overly interested in. It can feel like we're on rote. It can feel like we are struggling to make meaning. It can also just feel like I just need to get through the day, rather than trying to find appreciation points. Tapping into inspiration in those cases, as well as sitting in the unknown and tapping into inspiration, I think those are all really good coaching tools and strategies to use for anyone, whether that's in a coaching appointment or not. And so as like, I'm sitting here going into this forest, I'm trying to kind of feel what I'm feeling and understand my thinking around this. And I'm feeling a level of inspiration to further my understanding on this topic, just in general, really. This takes us back to that conversation that you said earlier. Having a conversation can be a great way to find points of inspiration. And then finally, I kind of hit on a lot of different points, but why do we need to find inspiration? Do humans need that level of need inspiration? And I think it's a strong motivational tool to get us closer to our goals and instill our habits that we want to instill. I also think it's a good gratitude and appreciation tool. I think when we live inspired, we live a more purposeful life. So yes, I do think that inspiration is and should be part of the human experience consistently. LaShawn, I threw a lot out there. It's kind of not the most organized, but where do we go from here?
Well, like you said, we're sitting with the unknown. And I love that, what you said about sitting with the unknown. Another thing that came up when you said sitting with the unknown is silence. I think we can get inspiration from silence when we're in our busy lives. It is easy to just do everything by rote, to get into routine, to just tick off that to-do list, without really challenging ourselves, without giving ourselves that time that is necessary for innovation. When you said, you know, sitting with the unknown, I immediately thought sitting in silence is another way to be inspired. As you were saying the word inspired, inspiration, you know, I'm a nerd. So I like to think about like the etymology, like what is the origins of this word? And I hear, you know, this spirit, inspire, spire. I think in going in, I think there's a spiritual element to inspiration. There's a ethereal element to inspiration, a non-tangible part. That goes to your question about why, or I think you said, why is inspiration Yeah. important? I would say that allows us to tap into that part of ourselves, that spiritual part of ourselves, that part of ourselves that's constantly growing, the dynamic part of ourselves, because it's easy to get into a routine, to get into a rut of life. And especially when you get into your mature adult years, when you've been doing it for 40 years, or you've been doing it for 20 years, and it's just what you do. You just get into this routine, you get into this rhythm of life. It's easy to lose the excitement and the wonder, the awe that comes with living. Inspiration is tapping into that. When we experience something that calls us to do more, as you said, to be more purposeful or to live a more fulfilling life, it really does have to do with that spiritual part of ourselves, a part of ourselves that calls for wonder and awe and silence and the unknown. It also is a great way to remind us that we're still learning, we're still growing, we're still a work in progress. Although we do feel like, hey, we're in the middle of our life or whatever, we've done the same thing for, decades. That doesn't mean that there isn't room for novelty, that there isn't room for new perspectives. And I think that's why we need inspiration. We need inspiration to remind us that we're not done. Any thoughts coming up for you there, Erin?
Yes. I like how you worded that whole response to why and the spiritual aspect as well, and this idea that, we continue to be in a constant state of evolution. And that's something people don't see, right? That's something that cannot be seen or necessarily noticed all the time, but it's something that is happening. And so inspiration plays a key part in that. And on top of that, when we disrupt our lives in various ways, that can help us embody how we're inspired and use that inspiration for good. Even just taking a shift in your daily routine, doing something a little bit different, or trying a new vacation spot, or recognizing what one wants to really learn and really going after those things and change, making those shifts, I think are another way to keep inspiration at the heart of purposeful living. And on top of that, really delve into that spiritual side and that spiritual nature of ourselves. And that's something we don't talk a lot about in coaching, but I think it, is this significant portion of what else ties in to one's own motivation. We often tend to look at motivation as we know we want to make a change. We know we need to make changes to these behaviors. And here's how we're going to kind of map that out. And here's how we're going to, plan for any challenges that might come from that. But the part that often is left out of that when it comes to coaching frameworks is that inspiration in some ways, is that more spiritual aspect too. So I like that you brought that into the picture. And I think it's an important piece when we talk about motivational states in coaching and how people make changes, because change is hard. There are certain formulas that make it a little bit more likely, but there's also a mystery to it, right? There's timing and there's a little bit of science behind how people make change, but there's also like this level of mystery that comes a little bit from inspiration and comes from other things that I'm not, necessarily sure of. Inspiration also is this word that we can use to help people when they're wanting to make changes in their lives.
I like what you said about inspiration and change. And one of the things that came up for me when you were talking about that is that often lasting change is the impetus of that is inspiration. So inspired action, this call or drive to do something different, it's related to motivation. It's intrinsic motivation. And I think intrinsic motivation, for me at least, is results in lasting change. When I think about inspiration and I think about change, I think that that's that secret ingredient or that compelling reason for change. When one is inspired to change, there's a different feeling than someone who is pushed into change. For example, you lose your job or your marriage falls apart or, things, external things happen. Of course, there's a mixture of internal and external conditions that lead to that. There is this sense that when things kind of fall apart, when we don't want them to, or we don't want the change, we know that we have to make a change because, like it or not, I don't have this job, or like it or not, my partner doesn't want to be in a relationship with me anymore. We have to make that change. But with inspired change, I feel like that is I get to make this change, or I'm yearning to make this change. So it's a different feeling when inspiration is part of change. There's an ease and flow to it. There's an almost organic, natural, for lack of a better word, feeling to it. Like, this is something I can get behind because this is a pull, this isn't a push. So those are some of the things that come to mind when I think of inspiration and change. This goes back to something that you had said earlier, where you were talking about feelings and how that plays into inspiration. And the question that's bubbling up for me is, what does inspiration feel like? For me, it feels like this, like, eureka moment, or this aha moment, or this warm, calm knowing, yeah, I'm on the right path, or yeah, that's for me. How about you, Erin? What does inspiration feel like for you?
Inspiration, I keep thinking of the word appreciation, going back to one of our previous podcasts. And that might be one way that I feel when I'm inspired, that appreciative state. But I also feel a level of energy and focus often that maybe I hadn't quite felt before, or at least in a renewed sense. Inspiration for me is also, it's kind of, I love how you brought it back to kind of that intrinsic motivation, because it is very much that internal feeling state that you know, you talked about too, in terms of, I don't know, I want to think of it as the sage in a way, going back to your positive intelligence coaching here. But yeah, like that sage feeling of, I want to move forward with this. It feels like a good decision because I'm inspired by it. So then my question is like, okay, what am I inspired by exactly? And I think that turns into a good coaching question sometimes for an individual in whatever their circumstance may be, is, you know, what are you inspired by here? Because sometimes if we can't get to that level of clarity, we just kind of maybe sit with the feeling, and that's fine too, right? Like, we don't always need to be action oriented, and we don't need to be goal directed all the time, or most of the time even. We can live in the present and not, you know, have this state of mind where we are always in achievement mode. On the other hand, by understanding what we're inspired by, it gives us that clarity to better understand ourselves, the environment around us, others, and our ability to then access pathways to the goals that we want to achieve. Inspiration has a lot in terms of the coaching world, it seems like, but it also holds a lot of meaning in my life, and thinking about what I get inspired by aside from the feelings. You know, we talked about that earlier, the readings and the music and poetry and walks and those sorts of things. But there's so many other things to get inspired by as well. The Olympian on the TV, or even just watching my child learn a new math skill or something like that. It's everywhere. And so when you start to notice it, it kind of is something that is more embodied and more of a constant way of being, I think. And you know, is too much of a good thing a bad thing? I don't know. But I think when we can notice inspiration and live in that a little bit more genuinely, that helps us show up authentically, that helps us show up with purpose and those sorts of things. So I don't think too much of it is a bad thing necessarily. LaShawn, I'm going to go back to your personal life. Do you have an example where inspiration showed up for you and made a change in your life?
When I talk to other coaches, or I look at their social media presence, or I have a conversation with you or someone, and I'm talking about the accomplishments that they've made or things that are happening in their lives, that inspires me. And it inspires me when I see people succeeding at things that they put their heart and soul into. It inspires me to keep doing what I'm doing. It inspires me to continue to look at my journey, not to compare myself to my fellow coaches or people who are forging their path, but to see it as they did it, or they're doing it, so I can do it. I can continue doing it. I'm doing it too. And I would say that's where inspiration shows up for me. Seeing other people succeed, seeing other people who have built a life of wealth, a life of optimal health, I look at that and it inspires me to do the same, to continue on my path. So I would say other people's stories really inspire me in my life. I find that just sitting down and also celebrating with them, celebrating with other people when something happens. My friend who does family constellations just got on the calendar at this health club that she's been working at as kind of an a la carte thing. And then she finally voiced her desire in a meeting and said, "I want to be on the calendar." And they put her on the calendar and just like celebrating it with her, seeing her excitement, and then projecting onto myself and saying, "There will come a time when I will tell that story that this thing that I desired happened." And it makes me excited. It gives me motivation. It motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing because this is slow going for me, you know, building my business and, you know, juggling my 9 to 5 with my coaching, which I love both. And I want to dedicate time and energy to both. I see other people doing that too, and I'm like, I can do it. If they can do it, I can do it. So that's where inspiration has shown up for me. When I talk with other people, celebrate with other people, it inspires me to take action in my own life. And then if I'm talking to someone else and they're talking about something that they're struggling with, that inspires me to add that to my coaching or to learn more about it. What is the struggle that this person is facing? How can I learn more about this? And also, how can I support this person in their struggles? That also inspires me when I hear other people speaking about their own needs and frustrations. It inspires me to learn more or to do more, add more, expand my programs and my coaching if it aligns. And that's usually when inspiration comes up. It's like, oh yeah, this keeps coming up in conversations. How can I add that to the program that I'm working on? Or working with my clients, I get inspired by their narrative, their story, what they want. And I get inspired by something they say to bring that up in our coaching, to reflect that back to the person and see where we can go with this theme that keeps coming up, these patterns that I keep seeing. And how can we learn from those patterns? What can we gain from those patterns? That inspires me. How about you, Erin? Where do you see inspiration in your life?
Well, what you said about your clients and expanding your understanding to better support them, I mean, that is a true testament, right, to your coaching efficacy. I brought that word up again, not on purpose. Oh my gosh, I've got
That's
to stop
good.
saying that word. And just like, I mean, just having friends like you and people in my life who are so genuine and care and want to share that inspiration with others, to me, that's inspiring for me. And it really shows that inspiration is something that, you know, is not to be held on to. It when we share it with the world, right? And we keep sharing it with each other, it's this ripple effect of a more hopefully inspired, meaningful life. And so it shows up for me and in those spaces, and it shows up for me a lot in movement. I brought movement up quite a bit, but once I start on a walk or once I start running, there is some level of thinking, my thought patterns shift into this state of probably just well-being overall, but along with that, a level of inspiration. And that's when I start to think or express gratitude often about like the people who I've noticed who've maybe had some challenges and continue to find meaning and make meaning from those while also recognizing they're imperfect human beings. Like I'm inspired also by that brokenness, by the brokenness of us all, and that, you know, you don't have to be perfect. And so I think when I meet with individuals, that's where my inspiration comes from, especially from the grief lens, is really that sacredness and that mystery of the brokenness of the human experience, and how that is a universal element to all human lives. And that just that idea inspires me. Just like it just blows my mind. It's just, you know, we're here, we're all on the same level when it comes to that level of brokenness. And what does that mean for our purpose here, and also our abilities to gain inspiration and make changes if we need and want them. I'm also inspired by, I mean, nature, right? We're very lucky to live here where we have the mountains and beautiful weather And so that is a key source of inspiration for me, the outdoors in that way. And then music for me is another place of inspiration. And so I'm trying to think, I don't know if I have a personal story of being inspired by music in particular, because it's such a part of my life. It's like one of those things that I have around me all the time in some form or way, but it is a level of inspiration. So, yeah, that's a lot of different ways that I think I feel inspired.
As you were talking, there was a theme going throughout this theme of connection, because you talked about, well, motion is also, I think, really interesting as well, because when I think about the word inspiration and inspire, it seems to me like action oriented. It's something that kind of drives one to move or to do or to feel something. That really resonated with me that you said, like, when your movement is a source of inspiration for you. And then connection with others, the brokenness. I love that you mentioned about the brokenness and the universality of that. That connection, and the way that we are all, I don't want to say, well, we are incomplete, but we're not done yet. So the
Yeah.
brokenness, and then what made me think about what you said with grief and brokenness is that first one of those first episodes that we did in our podcast where you mentioned about grief and how you're broken open. And when you mentioned the brokenness, I had this image of this silhouette of like a seed or something that's like breaking open and light coming through. And that's kind of the image that I had in my mind as you were talking about brokenness. And then like the how light refracts and like those things that happen when something is not completely smooth, but has different angles that catch the light, and then you get this beautiful kaleidoscope of colors, and how important it is for things not to be smooth, and one thing. We are at the point of a coaching nugget. So the coaching nugget that I would like to put out there is find inspiration in your daily life. Now, I'm not saying go searching for inspiration, but what I'm saying, let me just clarify. Take the time to notice when you're inspired. There you go. Take the time to notice when you're inspired. See what feelings are involved, what things are happening that have allowed that inspiration to come into your experience. Just like we've done in this conversation here. Take the time to notice when inspiration comes up in your life.
I would add a piece of sitting with the uncomfortable feeling or unfamiliarity of kind of a pathway or an access point into appreciation or, sorry, into inspiration, and finding that as a way to gain movement to that level of inspiration rather than feeling stuck. I guess be secure in that uncomfortableness while also being insecure. There's a paradox, I guess, to then open your heart and mind to inspired living or a way of being or action. And that would be my nugget of wisdom.
Thanks for joining us for Coaching as Benevolence. I'm LaShawn with Meychelle Sage Place, Positive Intelligence Coaching.
And I'm Erin with Roots and Wings, Grief and Loss Coaching.
Have a benevolent day.